Well, it's tightly planned. There's a lot of chaos, but there's still organization behind the chaos. And, you know, it's just one thing right after another.
That's how Minnehaha County Auditor Bob Litz describes Election Day and the people and processes in place. Minnehaha County is home to more than 138,000 registered voters, and this year, Litz expects many of those voters to cast a ballot. To help process the surge of mail-in ballots, as well as ballots cast in person, Bob Litz put together a qualified team of 700 to work November 3rd. That's 200 more volunteers than the last general election. Even with COVID-19, he's had plenty of volunteers from both parties to choose from, and Litz is selective.
Putting somebody in a place on an election isn't just, well, here it is, a warm body. And what I do is I pull their voter registration up, and I see if they've been engaged voters. And, you know, and then I'll call them and talk to them. And, you know, if they're too politically biased, I probably not going to hire them.
He explains that hiring an equal number of volunteers from each political party is among the many checks and balances in place on Election Day.
When I hear somebody say, oh, there's fraud out there, something like that, you know, come on down and I'll put you in there. And then you tell me that after you've worked a couple of cycles of election. It's very difficult to have any massive widespread fraud with all these different kind of people.
To ensure every vote is counted, several protocols are in place throughout the process, beginning when a voter arrives at their polling place or requests an absentee ballot, explains Brown County Auditor Kathy McNichol.
Yeah, every ballot that's issued, voted or not voted, gets accounted for on Election Day. So each polling place creates a recap sheet, which will tell you, you know, how many people they checked into the poll book that day and how many ballots were cast. And then we count them vote center by vote center on our tabulator, and we make sure that the tabulator says, well, the vote center said 100 people came to vote, and we had 100 ballots cast on this tabulator. So, I mean, it's a pretty simple process. But, you know, we take our time and make sure that everything is accurate and accounted for.
This and other voter fraud prevention processes are in place across South Dakota, whether a ballot is cast in more populated counties like Brown and Minnehaha or more rural areas like Harding County.
There's three of us on the board. I guess you would call it a board. And one of us looks at his, I'll use his as generic, looks at the identification, make sure that it's all valid, and then we give him the instructions as to how to vote and how to load your ballot in this sleeve and how to return it, and that's really about all.
Claudia Vroman is a Harding County Army veteran and cattle producer who has volunteered as a poll worker on Election Day since the early 1970s. She takes her role in helping ensure each vote is counted seriously.
When the voter comes back to the table to hand us the voted ballot, they slide it into this voter box that's all sealed up, and then at the end of the day, we seal it up with a sticker and take it to the courthouse. We usually, all three of us, go to the courthouse with the voted ballots and all the other stuff that we have.
After poll workers like Claudia deliver ballots to the auditor's office, the ballots are run through a tabulating machine. The tabulator provides reporting to ensure all ballots are accounted for. It also totals up the votes cast, explains Kathy McNichol, the Brown County Auditor.
When you cast your ballot and you fill in the ovals, the machine can actually read those ovals and identifies what candidate you voted for. So it's a very high-tech machine, and we'll use that on election night. And one thing that's important to know is we do multiple testings of that machine before the election, and then we also test it on election day to ensure that it is accurately going to report the results.
The county auditors say if a voter's ballot is cast on or before November 3rd, their vote will count. With only a few weeks left until Election Day, if you are voting by absentee ballot, the auditors encourage voters to hand-deliver their ballots to the county auditor's office. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Laura Rohde.